When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. It is just me here, Gabby, with my wonderful, lovely boyfriend.
Hey guys, Justin here.
That did not even sound like your voice.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, hey guys. It's Justin.
So, we are on today, since Lexi did a solo last week, and we had a busy weekend. So, we are on today to recap everything that we did. We're going to have a nice little relationship advice Q&A session at the end, and just kind of talk to you guys about everything. So, starting off right with, what have we been up to the past week?
Did you have an awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
We have had a busy week.
Well, yeah, I guess we could get into it by starting with what we did last weekend. Mm-hmm. We flew back home to New York Friday morning.
Yeah, so he's coming with me to my family for Thanksgiving, and we both had a free weekend, so we were like, let's go to his family since we're not going to be there for the actual holiday, spend some time with them. So we kind of had like their version of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which everyone has to know, because from the video, everyone's like, what is, like, you said that you're having a white people's Thanksgiving. Like, what do you normally have?
Okay, well, it was more of like a limited version of like what we do. We kind of just had Spanish rice. We had a little bit of pork, ceviche. No,
what do you call it?
Pernil.
I still can't Pernil. Say it.
It's different. I know. It's like, because like, it's almost like the L is silent, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's so weird.
It's like pernil. I know. It's different. But no, so we flew in Friday.
We went to Brownstone Pancake Factory.
Well, it started off with such a terrible ride home, considering the seats in the back of the car.
Oh, my God, yeah. So
all three folded down instead of just the one. So to fit my snowboard in the back, we had to obviously fold down a seat, but all three had to go down instead of just the one. So Gabby and I had to sit on top of them.
It was so uncomfortable. Going into us, like, because we were sitting against like the little trunk insert of this car. What car is it? The Elantra? So it's luckily it's like spacious inside.
No, super spacious, but like just super uncomfortable to have to sit on top of at an angle and like lean against something that isn't a backrest.
And there's like an hour or so drive home from the airport, so that was how it started.
So we went to this awesome place called Brownstone Pancake Factory after we got picked up by my little brother and his girlfriend, and definitely had an amazing lunch. I went with like these like carnitas, breakfast pancake tacos. Like, yeah, so it was definitely something different, an awesome combination though that I really enjoyed. And what'd you get?
I had an omelet, which to be honest, I wasn't like thrilled over, but like, boring. Right. No, I know. But for some reason I was not in the mood for like sugary pancakes or anything. I like wanted something like
this
an omelet.
This menu had like 20 pages.
And I went with a cheese omelet.
And you went with the cheese omelet. It's insane.
The iced coffee we had there was good, though. It was all, really like, good, in a jar with whipped cream and caramel all over the place. And
Caramel.
It's caramel.
No, it's not.
So that was Friday, and then we just went back, and what did we do Friday night? Just hung out with your family?
We went out to the Alexis Diner.
Oh, yes, we went out to eat. Yeah, with, like, one of your favorite places.
For sure, and we got the famous Philly cheesesteak wrap that they make with their potato wedges.
And it's famous by you, right? And that's it?
Well, yeah. But like, I just think it's like one of the best things they got on the menu. So I always look forward to being able to go home and go there.
Yeah, it's such a cute little diner.
It really is. Classic. It's been around for so long, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it was Friday. We were pretty tired. We had a very early morning. We got up at like 4:45 a.m. to leave for the airport.
I didn't go to sleep that night until 4:30
the next night. I know.
No, the next morning.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. I stayed up basically all night.
Pretty much 24 hours.
It was insane.
I don't know why you did that. I was nice, tucked into bed and asleep by midnight.
Kind of had no choice, but, you know, it was worth it.
because he was hanging out with all of his friends, and I was like, I am tired. So I went to bed. They hung out, and then Saturday, we went to have a very fall day. Yeah. Put on cute outfits, went to take pictures with his little sister. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of taking pictures, it dropped like 20 degrees. The weather when we were there was great.
Windy.
It was like, before that, it was nice and warm. Like, taking pictures, we were not cold at all. And then it dropped like 20 degrees, and it was about to rain, and it like turned into winter within minutes. I don't miss the cold weather. I know you do.
We definitely ran like into the car and drove home. Right home. And then the family came over that night.
And we had an
amazing home-cooked meal.
It was so good.
Like our version of, I guess you could say, Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, a lot of things were definitely missing from the table, but some of my favorite things were on it, so it worked out. And I know you enjoyed.
No, it was very good. Able to
try all of it for the first time.
So that was a busy night. We played like about a whole bunch of games of Phase 10 throughout the weekend. That was like our go-to card game. Well, it was the only game we had.
Yeah.
So we played that a lot. Hung out with family. Then we watched The Grinch, which that's all we've been quoting now for the past week.
Jeffrey Duty. Eviction out of blackmail.
We did that. There was something else I was going to mention, but I don't remember what. Maybe not. What was Sunday? Sunday we also went to go explore, take some other pictures, and then...
We went to the fire tower. Went to the fire tower. We did all that, and then we came home. We decorated a little bit.
Oh, we decorated, yes.
You have short-term memory loss.
I do. That was a while ago. It was 1 week ago. So, yeah, we helped his mom decorate the tree, and that was pretty much it.
You, like, gave pointers and, like, were, like, just
watching us. I was being the eye from afar.
I know. It was helpful, but you didn't really do much physical labor. You didn't get up and actually hang ornaments.
I did, actually.
One or two doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
Whatever.
But that was pretty much it. It was just nice getting a weekend off. Honestly, like, I really truly took a weekend off. Like, we vlogged and took pictures, but I didn't worry about working at all. Like, it was super nice. I needed that. I've not had a weekend off in months.
I need that every single weekend, but yes, it was so nice.
But, like, you get weekends off.
No, I definitely, but I choose to have my weekends off, you know, but being home is always amazing. Having you there with me is always more fun.
I walk in and the first thing his grandparents say are, oh, any surprises? Any good news?
Yeah, as if hinting like, am I marrying you? Yeah, or like, oh, yeah. That's always funny to hear. But yeah, the weekends always go by so fast, you know? You always look forward to something for so long and then it's finally here and then it happens and it's like, back to reality. It just sucks. But at least we have this weekend coming up and we get to go home.
So then this week was a busy cheer week because we just finished Showcase, which I cannot believe it's Showcase already. I swear we just started practicing, but it was a fun day. It was a tiring day.
It was a long day.
It was a very long day. I had all the two teams I coach and 00, and the way my schedule was, it was spread out to the point where I would complete one team and then go to the next, but like I did that all day. So I feel like from like 10 a.m. on, I was nonstop. And then we had dinner with my grandparents, which was super nice. We had a little Thanksgiving dinner here to see them because they live here for the 6 months of like winter. They come down to Florida. That I haven't gotten to see them yet since they've been here. So that was nice. And then we are finally home. And the apartment is so cozy. I decorated for Christmas yesterday. And I love it.
It turned out so nice.
Isn't it? Yeah, he wasn't home. So I like surprised him with all of it. And I was very proud of it.
It looks awesome. It really does. Thank you. It's so like homey. As homey as it could get.
So cozy.
You know? So cozy.
So cozy. So, that was pretty much our weekly recap. I think that was everything. Nothing else fun happened this week?
I mean, no. It's just kind of getting back into reality Monday.
Honestly, yeah.
All of work was, you know, we just worked every single day.
I shot the uniform reveal for 00 this week.
Okay.
You guys aren't going to see that for a while. The uniforms are not coming out for a long time, but what else? They're super cute.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, nothing else really much happened. I don't know. Just a normal...
Normal week. Just
gearing up for Showcase, and then
we go home next week for Thanksgiving. So let's go into our favorite of the week. You are very excited for this one. Did you already forget?
No, my favorite of the week definitely was going home.
No, that was your win of the week.
Oh, that was my win.
Okay, we'll go into the win of the week.
Glen Coco, fall for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
Your win of the week.
Gotcha. My win of the week was definitely going home to see my family.
Yes. My win of the week was decorating for Christmas because I've been wanting to do it forever. I am not the type that waits till after Thanksgiving. In my eyes, you decorate for fall, September, October, and then you decorate for Christmas, November, December, because it just makes me happy. So I wanted to do that. So that was the win of the week. Now going into the favorite of the week.
I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I bought army pants and flip-flops.
We both have, like, holiday drinks. Is that what they're called? Like, seasonal holiday drinks. But his is from Starbucks and mine's from Dunkin'. You've tried a couple already. You tried the peppermint mocha.
The peppermint mocha was really good. But my favorite of the week definitely had to be the iced sugar cookie almond milk latte from Starbucks.
Specifically, the Starbucks in Target. They nailed it.
Well, that's the only Starbucks that I actually got it from. Every other Starbucks, I got the peppermint mocha. But I wanted to try something different that day, and I definitely have to say it was 10 out of 10. Recommend to anybody who likes more of like a creamy, super creamy, sweet, like...
Definitely not coffee flavored.
You know, no, so like, not don't, at all.
If you're a coffee drinker, maybe not. Yeah,
you'll
not.
Be very upset. But, you know, if you're down to just try different things, and your sweet tooth is always kicking like mine, definitely order that drink.
So, mine was from Dunkin', which I have not had the best luck with Dunkin'. I feel like they started just, like, my lattes were tasting so milky and creamy, and they, like, wouldn't make me feel good. And then it wasn't bad when I did the iced coffee with pumpkin, but pumpkin to me just isn't, like, winter, so I wanted to try a new drink. And I tried the iced toasted white chocolate latte, and it was so good. It's one of their, like, signature lattes, so it comes with, like, the whipped cream and, like, all the sauces and everything on top. But definitely by far my favorite drink from Dunkin' that I've had in a very long time. And I'm really sad that you weren't here to try it because I think you would have liked it a lot.
I'm probably going to try it tomorrow.
Oh, we're going tomorrow?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to need something. And we don't have the caramel cappuccinos yet.
Yeah.
So. I can't believe how good that was. There was one left in there and it was just so good.
I know. They're
so
from
good.
Aldi's. We need to go back and get some.
So good.
The little like Keurig cups, the K-cups. Yeah. Caramel cappuccino.
There you go.
Whatever.
It's not caramel. It's not C-A-R-M-E-L.
Caramel, but like caramel. That's so hard to say. Caramel.
No, it's not.
Caramel's so easy.
Oh God.
That's go ahead and write on our Instagram if you say caramel or caramel. I don't know how you're gonna say it because you can't just like
put,
spell it.
No,
the same
no.
Way.
Number one. Just put a number one for caramel.
Caramel. And that's a whole new one. Who
no,
says caramel?
Mean? You say that. That's what it.
Caramel.
Caramel. That's what it sounds like. Caramel.
No.
Or if it's caramel, number two.
Yeah, so let caramel. Us know.
Let us know.
The debate. I think that's pretty much it on all the opening recap and everything. It was a fun week. It's just been busy because we go and leave for Thanksgiving in like 2 days, which I'm very excited to see my family. It was already snowing in Buffalo last week, so I'm not necessarily ready for that. But at least we got a nice fall weekend while we were in New York with your family. So if it is snowing, I won't be too mad because we just had fall.
Well, let's hope we bring the right clothing for it then, because it's going to be a lot colder
there
sure. than New York. Well, where I'm
it
at.
It is in New York, but different kinds of New York.
Upstate.
It's crazy that's the same state.
It's not considered New York, though.
I mean, like, it is, but it's not. So, I think that's it with the recap. So, we are going to jump right in. I asked on my Instagram for if you guys had questions. So I did like a little question box. So we're going to go through the short questions first and just give our advice and knowledge back to you. And then I have some longer ones in my DMs that we will go through as well. So starting off, how did you make the transition of moving in together so smooth?
I guess that I was always over here already. So it just made a lot more sense to like finally just take that step and just actually be in here. So it wasn't like me having to go home, grab clothes, come back over here and then spend the nights and then have to go back or just like, you know, like pack a bag and whatever, you know? So like it was just easier to take that step. And
yeah, no,
we've been loving
it
ever
since. You were
basically
like, it's been great, but you're basically living here without having any of your stuff here. So moving in made everything easier instead of harder.
So much easier.
So much easier.
Yeah. It was just tough too because we couldn't move my stuff in for the longest time too though.
Because Sean was here.
Exactly. So like we also had to wait a little bit longer than we would have liked, but it's okay because at the end of the, it worked out.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just so, the way I always say everything with our relationship is just so easy. Like everything is just balance out well, and just like moving in together was
everything happens at the right time
for sure.
Like honestly, like especially when it came to the whole move, you know, because like it's crazy how like often we were together already without me living here, and like you would have to like stay over my house sometimes because like I just didn't feel like not being home, and then you would just be like, well, Cloud is at the house and I don't want to leave him alone. And I was just like, you know what, that does make more sense, so might as well just stay at your house, you know, because obviously it is an empty apartment. So yeah, it just was easier for me just to move.
And then like everything else being here, cleaning, cooking, it's like we are at the gym long days on opposite days, so it works out really well for us that like he'll cook dinner Monday, Wednesday, I'll cook dinner Tuesday, Thursday. We normally, the rule is whoever cooks, the other person cleans,
and which we're pretty good about
for the most part. Yeah,
sometimes like one of us will cook.
Sometimes
and clean
we just
the same
don't
day.
Feel like cleaning at night. We're so tired.
Just, yeah, we wait it till the next morning. Happen.
But like, yeah, I don't know. Everything else is just. I wish I had a better answer of like the rule book and how we made it happen, but like it really was just smooth in general for us. And it, I think it was just because of our situation. Moving in made things easier. So there was no like trying to figure things out or like.
Yeah, smooth sailing.
Very. All right, next question.
It was
honestly
fun. It was. Like, being able to organize everything into the other room.
Well, no.
Because everything was so cluttered in your room at first. So, like, we were just, it was like a breath of fresh air to, like, actually be moved all moved in. And
I'm very excited organized. To, like, get a house, hopefully, soon. And then, like, we actually get to, like, move our stuff in together and, like, just figure out
revamp
where
everything
can go.
Oh, it's
and
gonna be awesome.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Very excited. He also, it was easy because you had... I mean, you had some furniture, but, like, you didn't have a ton of stuff that, like, needed to go somewhere. And you had a house that you could leave it in.
I had a bed
so it was literally, like, your closet.
Bring.
Yeah. Your shoe rack and
able,
your closet.
I was able to pack up my room, honestly, in, like, two trips with my car. Which is... I mean, I have a lot of stuff, so I don't know how that happened. But it did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next question. When do you know that it's time to call a relationship quits, especially when it's unhealthy? I feel like we both, our last relationships, we stayed in it a little longer than we probably should have.
I mean.
Mine way worse, way yes, worse
I
than
feel
yours.
Like, I feel like you have a lot more to say when it comes to it. When you know in your gut.
If you already know.
It's just like, if you're trying to like come up with excuses to like want to stay in a relationship, but like know deep down in your gut that it's just not the right feeling that you'd hope for. It's almost like your heart is telling you something then. Different than what your mind is trying to tell you, but you always got to listen to that intuition, you know, because you just always will know what's best for yourself, you know. So like, I don't know, it's tough. Like I said, I haven't been in too many relationships where like I kept it going for a longer period of time than like I would have liked to.
He's also only ever been in healthy relationships. Must be nice.
I mean, that's also very true, you know, fortunately, you know, because like I said, I was just able to not have control of that, but like I guess I just picked right and like things, you know what I'm saying, were always like that, but
I would say if you already know that it's time to call it quits, like if you've already like had a feeling, you try to give it time to like work on it, there's literally no other time to wait. Like you're just prolonging being single, focusing on yourself, finding your other person. Like you being miserable, believe me, is not worth it at all. You may think that, like, the comfort of it is a lot better than, like, being alone, but I promise you it's not. Being, like, just not happy and just, like, complacent and just okay with the situation is definitely the worst of the two scenarios. So if you already know that it's time to call it quits, pull the trigger, get out of it, and then you can figure out everything else on your own, but...
Right, like the hardest step will be the first step.
To just do it.
But I'm telling you right now, it is going to be so rewarding and you are going to feel almost like a brand new person because you don't have that extra baggage on your back anymore. Like, I don't know, you have to do what's best for yourself at the end of the day, you know, especially if you already can kind of feel and tell that things aren't going either the same way or moving in a better direction, so...
It's just not worth it to stay in it. You literally only have one life to live. You don't want to look back on it and be like,
I wish
were
I
unhappy.
Had it earlier.
Right.
Yeah. Do not. Yeah. You don't want to have any regret, honestly. Even though we kind of all do, but like, you know, especially when it comes to things that we could control.
Yeah. So just make yourself happy. If you already know it's time to call quits, just do it. Next question. How do you keep the spice going? You want to talk about your 12-21 rule?
Can we edit things?
It's okay. So, okay. So, technically, it's the 1-2-2 one rule. Okay, no, the 1-2-2-1.
It's 1-2-2-1. And it's basically, like, every day, like, Gabby and I, like, kind of...
set apart some time of our day where, like, no phones, no anything, and just, like, enjoy time.
So mostly it's, like... on our day. Exactly. It's mostly, like, coming home, like, knowing dinner's cooked, like, relaxing on the couch and just, like, watching a show together. Mm-hmm. And just, like, having time to ourselves. So, that's almost, like, an everyday thing, right? So, that's the one. The two is every 2 weeks we have a night to ourselves, right? Because it's every 2 weeks we have like a night to ourselves where it's just like
a date night or
a date night. We go to the movies. We what's another thing?
What do we do?
Nothing. Well, I'm saying
like, go get dinner. That's literally it.
I mean, yeah, honestly, that's basically what it is. So, like every 2 weeks, another thing happens. You know, every 2 months we take like a weekend to ourselves. You know, so like whether that's like a trip up to Del Rey or like a weekend to the Keys or like a weekend back to New York.
It can even be a weekend at home, but like stuff that we have planned and like something you know, like fun things spending together.
Exactly. And then like the one at the end is like once a year we go travel somewhere like out of the state. Like you know what I'm saying, like even if it's for longer than a period of like a weekend or just somewhere that, you know, we like.
I just feel like so many times in relationships you just let life happen and like. There's even times where I'm like, where did this week go? Like, what did we do? Did we even spend time together? Like, luckily, we work together and we do have a lot of things. So even when we are super busy, we still get to see each other. And it's like, we kind of always know what's going on in the other's lives. So it's never like we're too busy for the other person. But quality time is like such a real thing. Like, you can, even though we live together, if I'm working, I feel like I'm not even spending time with him. So just putting apart certain things, and it's really important for like the date nights and getting out of the house and like going to just spend time like getting to know that person, even though you already know them, but like just setting away that time, I think it's so important. Do you have any other things, how to keep the spice alive?
Do what you know your partner likes and like would want from you.
Okay, so that kind of goes with, I had another question that says, okay, maybe I didn't screenshot it, but is it something like, do you think it's important to know the other person's love language?
I mean, 1,000%, because if it's quality time, you make sure you put even more effort into like wanting to spend that certain amount of time with them. If it's physical touch, then you clearly know what needs you got to be done. Like, you know what I'm saying? In order for that to happen, if it's gift receiving, you know what I'm saying? Get them a little something. Even it doesn't need to be the most expensive gift, but it's something it's that you know. It's more
of like a thought behind
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Thoughtful gift, you know, that they can almost use on an everyday basis or like what will make, like, you know what I'm saying? I could get Gabby coffee. I could be out and I could just grab Starbucks for her. And she'll be like, wow, like, you know what? Thank you so much. I needed this refresher. I'm like, of course. So I definitely think that ties into a lot, you know, knowing how the other person works. When they're having a bad day, what can put them in a better mood?
Because if words of affirmation is at the bottom of my love language list, which like it's not, and you just sit here and you tell me you love me over and over and over again, that could mean nothing to me. If it like if that's not how I receive love,
it's
like
nice to hear,
absolutely. Like, but for some people, that's not at all how they feel it.
Okay, well, I love that you're telling me that,
but like show it or like right. So it's definitely important to know that. That way you aren't spending your time doing things that aren't making the other person feel loved. I would say you're great at that. I don't even know if you just know my love languages or not, but you are so good at like showing your love all the time.
Well, yeah, because I love you so much. Aww. And I just know so many more different ways to do so. So yeah, so just to kind of recap on the 1-2-2-1 rule that we kind of use for anybody that would like to incorporate it, once a day, set time for each other, no matter how long it is, even if it's a quick 5-10 minutes,
literally, like, how was your day? Tell me about
just
it.
Just find time in the day to just catch up and love each other. The two has to be every 2 weeks, you take a night to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go out to dinner, go watch a movie, stay home, watch a movie, just do something. Every 2 months, which would be the second two, you take a weekend to yourself, you know? And then the last one is once a year, you go away for a weekend or so, you do something, you know what I'm saying? A little bit, yeah, a week or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Travel outside your state, plan a trip to, you know, if you're from the East Coast and you want to, you know what I'm saying, be in like nice sunny weather, plan a tropical trip, you know? Or if you're down in Florida, go to Colorado and go snowboarding, which I'm so excited for. and things like that. So like I
said, just kind of always gives you something to look forward to, so you're not just living the same day over and over and over again.
Exactly. It doesn't become just super repetitive and just like almost boring in a sense, because it's just like, damn, like, why are we just always doing nothing?
Right.
You know? So.
So that's what we recommend. You should try it out. Next question. What if I'm scared of never finding my one? I know everyone says I will one day, but I feel lonely right now. I felt that for a little bit while I was single. Because I'm like,
at the end of the day, listen, there's so many people in this world that, like, you're always bound to find someone that it just clicks with, you know? Like, it might take longer than you hope or expected, but at the end of the day, it'll come. You know, you can't, it's funny because, like, it's so true when they say, like, whenever you search for it, like, it never comes. But, like, when you're literally just least expecting it, it's right there in front of you. And whether or not you take advantage of the moment and make it happen.
Which you almost didn't do.
Yeah, but almost doesn't count. So, I don't know. Like I said, no matter what, the time is obviously going to be, has to be right. But that one person will eventually come no matter what.
I feel like you have to stop putting the focus on finding your one, and
you have to focus on doing you and simply making your life as happy as you can possibly make it being single, and you will attract the same vibe back, and that's it.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and then, you know what I'm saying, like, because now you're just in a better place for yourself, you will be more willing to entertain other people and other situations and stuff that you might have not felt as more comfortable with, like, prior to that. And then I'm telling you, endless opportunities.
You also, like, really make sure that they are the one, because if you spend so much time, like, being totally fine on your own and just doing you, and then a person comes along and you find yourself, like, really wanting to spend time with them and, like,
right, going out of your way to, like you know what I'm saying, like, your normal day is, like, consisted of everything that you got going on, like, you know what I'm saying, making yourself better, going to work, going to the gym, doing whatever, like, and somebody else, you know what I'm saying, like, you find yourself just wanting to go hang out with them, wanting to text them, wanting to FaceTime them. I'm telling you, like, you just know deep down inside. So
just focus on you. Don't be so focused on finding the one. There are, what, like 8 billion, if not even more than that, now people in the world. I don't even know what number we're up to.
There's a lot.
And they are out there, I promise. Next one. I feel like I get this all the time, and I don't know why it's such an uncommon thing, but, like, I kind of get it, especially because back in the day, I feel like this was more of an issue. So the question is, how do you maintain your independence while being in a relationship? And I feel like from a girl's point of view, because for so long, society was, like, the women just kind of
stay home.
And, like, right, like, just cater to the men's life.
I mean, cater in the sense of, like, almost like a housewife. So it's, like, you cook, you clean, you do the laundry, you know what I'm right. saying, don't have to really work. And, you know, I don't know, just, like, just hold it down at home while the man is, yeah, but, like, that's definitely not
the case. No, like, but I feel like that's years. Why.
Like, that hasn't. No, it has not been the way for some years now, because, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when you have a dual house income, life is just better overall. Whether right. or not, like, the wife wants to work or not, or, like, if you're so prideful to say, like, oh, no, babe, like, you don't have to work. Like, I'll hold it down. Like, okay, cool. Like, yeah, that's fine. But it's like, yo, if you could be making more money and right. double it, if not, you know what I'm saying, triple that, like, it's just like, why not? It's just going to benefit you both when you get to take those extra trips and travel and buy yourself whatever you want and, like, just enjoy it. So, like, that's just so, like, stereotypical, I guess. But, like, how do we maintain our independence?
Just, like, having our own little things. Like, he, even though we work together, we don't work together. Like, right. when we're in the gym, I say hi to him and, like,
she has to go to practice. I'm doing my privates. It's, like, on the complete opposite end of the gym. So, like,
We'll pass by each other every now and then. But it's not like we're literally next to each other all day. So that's already different. He also goes to work quite a few hours before me. So, like, I love my alone time. I'm such an introvert. I get, like, charged by just, like, being by myself. My thing to do is, like, watching YouTube videos or, like, whatever it is I'm doing. So I feel like I set time apart to do that every single day. That way I'm not just, like, losing myself in, like, our routine. So a lot of times we spend the mornings together because we both work later at night, technically, for, like, Top Gun wise. So we spend the mornings together. He goes to work, does his thing. I always, like, do whatever I need to get done, and then we go to work, and then obviously go home, which we spend late nights, unfortunately, at the gym, since we don't go in all morning.
And then on my end, when like Gabby has weekend practices and she's at the gym either all day because she has to coach and be an athlete, or if she's just even at the gym for like a couple hours, I tend to make my way up north to Delray. All my best friends live in Delray, and I kind of spend the weekend up there, or like even the day with them. And, you know, I get my like guy time, and just, you know, me and the guys just hang out. We do whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I don't know. It just makes me miss her. So like, you know, like, we definitely have time away from each other just as much as like we spend the time, like, you know what I'm saying, together. Mm. I feel like obviously we're living together, so like there's definitely more time spent together, but definitely works.
Yeah. Like, we both just have like our own things. Like, we like different things. He has his hobbies. He has his snowboarding stuff that he's doing. Obviously, like, I'm an athlete in cheerleading, so I spend a lot of time in the gym doing that where he's not, and he's like at home. But he has his own friend group. I don't have friends. But like, whenever he's gone for a boys weekend, I love him to death, but like, I do kind of get excited to have a weekend to myself, because I'm like, oh, I can do whatever I want again. Like, I or no one's yelling at me to do the dishes.
Because I don't like a dirty house.
I don't either, but like, but you let sometimes I'll wait,
so whatever. But like, I don't know, you order whatever food you want and stuff, right. And like, it's just like, literally, like, you don't have to like, like, ask me if I'm like feeling that, because like, obviously we could be just in two different moods. Like, you can want, you know what I'm saying, Bole, and I'm just like, ah, you know, I want Blaze pizza. Like,
so I just feel like we're really healthy with like spending our time apart, doing our own things, and like,
and then always wanting to get back to like being together.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like we spend the perfect amount of time away, which just is always healthy.
Very. Next one. I feel like me and my boyfriend don't have deep conversations, but I don't know how to start them.
Honestly, I always come across like shit on TikTok.
Honestly, yeah.
That's like four like questions that will like spark deep conversations or some shit.
Or it'd be like, if he's really your boyfriend, he should know how to answer these questions about you.
Yeah, or something like that. You know, like, what's like, I don't even know. I guess that we could like maybe like go on Instagram and like kind of just like the TikToks that we do see, mm-hmm. we can kind of just post on like an Instagram story for people just to be like, that kind of like feel like that, like, don't really have deep conversations. Like, what's like a deep conversation starter? And we can kind of put like maybe like 10 questions that can like help that, you know? But like, even, I don't know. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like we're just good at like asking each other like things that will spark that deep conversation. At least I feel like I ask you all the time. Just things.
And there was a while where like we'd be so exhausted from our day, and like we watched, we only have a TV in the living room currently. So, like, we stay out here until we get tired, and then we go lay in bed. And for a while, like, we would just sit and watch TikTok every night until we fall asleep, like, with each other. Like, we're still, like, showing each other TikToks and, like, conversating, and then we both put our phones on and, like, cuddle. But there was one night I was like, let's not go on our phones. Let's just, like, have some deep conversations. Let's talk about things, like...
Right.
Because we used to do that all the time.
For a little bit. Yeah.
But we used to do that all the time when we were first together. Like, we would not go on our phones at all before we'd go to bed.
I mean, yeah, because... all we would get was at night. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't spending mornings together because we weren't living together, and you were still doing you, really. I was doing me. Like, we didn't really know what this was. So, like, yeah, we took advantage of, like, the moments at night when we got them. So, like...
But that's what, it's almost one of those things of, like, how to keep the spark alive is, like, doing those things, even though you know each other better and, like, you're still in the relationship so much, sure. But...
All you have to say is, like, what, like, truly made you fall in love with me, or, like, you know what I'm saying? What's... your favorite thing about me, or just, I don't know, once one conversation gets started on one topic, it almost just keeps flowing into, like, you know, just like you and whoever you're with just going back and forth on, like, I don't know, just
how much. Yeah, we were talking about, like, we were just like reminiscing on the past and kind of like asking each other questions about that, like when we really knew that we wanted to be with each other, like when we really fell in love with each other. And then even questions about the future, like, what are we most excited for in the next, like, we did a couple increments. I feel like we were, like, year and then, like, 5 years and, like.
For sure. There's different milestones that we're going to be facing, especially being, like, 23. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, 26 would be a milestone, 28 would be a milestone, and then 30, we're just old. So, the next 7 years we have to enjoy.
Yeah, so honestly, I would say if you guys live together, if you spend nights together, I feel like that's always one of the best times to do it. I feel like it's just easier when you're laying down, like, lights are off, like, there's no distractions. I feel like that's a great time. Another time that I love just asking questions and having these conversations is at a restaurant when you're just, like, waiting for the waiter to, like, come take your order. Put your phone away, ask some questions, talk. Like, I feel like there's always
a good time. You do not need to be trapped in your phone. And, like, this is coming from people that, like, I definitely am guilty of it. Like, I'm in my phone way too much. And, like, obviously Gabby is too because she is obviously a social media influencer. So, like, I get it. But, like, if we can find the time to, like, put our phones down and, like, really continue, like, wanting to get to know the other person and, like, really ask these deep questions and just, like, pick each other's brains when it comes to it, I promise you can too.
Mm-hmm. And they're important.
It really is.
So it's fun.
Healthy relationship going.
If a guy says he doesn't want anything serious, how should I move forward with that?
By simply moving forward. You know, like, it's I'm telling you right now, like, unless you know it's what they don't truly want and it's almost like their mind telling them that instead of their heart.
AKA you.
It's just like, you can't push that onto a guy. Like, I'm telling you right now, that's, like, such a big turnoff. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, if a guy truly doesn't want something, but the girl is just so, like, adamant about, like, trying to push for it, it's only going to push him away farther, and it's not going
to
help anything
at all. It's also just going to hurt you more to be giving more and more and falling more and more.
And then just, like, knowing. Getting rejected. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, low blows, you know? So just take a step back. You know, if you need to keep entertaining it from a distance, you do so, and you'll slowly see that more distancing will just put, you know what I'm saying, that room in between you two, and, like, if you gravitate towards each other again, so be it. But if not, you know, it's time to move on.
Yeah. Normally, I would say, like, if he tells you that, that's your answer right there, and you should run for it. But our situation was a little different.
I mean, because, like, I'm not going to even get into it right now.
I know, but I feel like I can't give that advice because you literally said, I don't want a relationship right now.
I just said, like, just the predicament. Like, I just, like, knew that, like, it was going to be smooth sailing when it came to us. But, like, a volcano was going to erupt. Like, you know, and, like,
when just, everyone, like, found out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I just knew that was going to be the case, you know. But like I said, at the end of the day, love always finds its way. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, just don't force anything. I feel like that's a huge thing with everything. Even with, like, finding your one or, like, whatever the focus is in your relationship, if it's specifically one person, finding someone, just dating, like, just don't force anything, let it happen. So distance yourself. If he ends up realizing he misses you and he wants to come back and he wants to take things more serious, then, like, at least he figured that out and then you can move forward from there. But, like, forcing yourself onto it and, like, hoping that one day it'll change is just not the way to do it, because that's probably not how it's going to happen. You also don't want to go into anything with hopes that it'll change, because it's just not going to create, like, a healthy environment in general. Right. So, let it happen. And, yeah, just, I would say if he tells you that, then just take that as an answer. And even though it sucks to hear.
Take that as an answer.
I mean, like, because I feel like so many times, like, I didn't take that as an answer. You told me you didn't run a relationship, and I was like, whatever.
Well, because, like, I don't know, it's just, it's a different situation between us, but, like, I feel like in most scenarios, like, that, right, I've at least been in, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I really wasn't feeling it, but, like, I was just enjoying myself with, like, people know what they're doing, that is almost, like, going to spark that at the, you know what I'm saying, over time. Like, people get into a certain situation, it's like, if you keep entertaining it a certain way, of course, one person's going to feel and going to want more, you know, even though the other person might not have made that, like, or, like, the intentions weren't even there from the other person, you know? So, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Next one is advice on jealousy and getting over the other person's past. I will say this is one thing that I don't get. Like, so many girls are on TikTok are like, when you're having a good day and then you remember he kissed other girls. And it's like, I mean, yeah, like, you guys haven't been dating forever. Like, I don't know. I don't get that, like, hatred of him, like, being with other people. Like, you've gotten around, you've had your fun. A lot of them I know and I see on a daily basis, and, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Because, like, that's in the past. Like, you obviously can't change the past, and it's, like, it's just not even something you'd even want to think about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, why would I even try to begin to think about that? Like, one, I don't care.
But it's, like, you weren't together. So why does it matter what happened before you? He wants you now, like, you're together now, whatever the case is.
I understand,
like,
why people have that mindset. Like, I really do. You get what I'm saying? Because it's just, like, damn. Especially, like, when you know, like, no offense, you know what I'm saying? Like, but ladies have, when they've been through the ringer, and same with guys, and when they play the field, it's like, shit. It's like, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You can't let that their past affect what you want in the present and would hope for in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, like, You gotta pick and choose your battles. Honestly, you really have to just pick and choose. And, like, I don't even know why people think about that shit. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? What's the point of thinking that? What's it going to change? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you trying to get
out
of that?
You're just getting in your own head. You're overthinking it.
And then that's probably going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, not hurt, but, like, affect what's, like, currently happening between you and that person. And that could either be the icebreaker. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, things can turn out how they're supposed to. But, like, who knows?
In jealousy, I feel like jealousy just comes from, like, lack of trust.
I would never say I get jealous. I don't get jealous of nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not worried about nobody. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I got you and you got me the same way. And, like, the level of respect is going to be there regardless. I would never cheat on you. I know the same is reciprocated. You know, it's like, jealousy, it's tough because, like I said, like temptation always plays a role. But, like, if you can't control that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't be tempted to, like, want to do something with somebody else, especially if you're with the girl of your dreams. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a sticky situation, though, because a lot of people get jealous. A lot of people are envious. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just, like, it's, like, super tough to, like, have to overlook, you know? Because, yeah, man, like, I've seen it firsthand. You know what I'm saying? Not on my end, but, like, just in general. And it's just a nasty thing to get involved in.
Yeah, just focus on the now. And, like, the trust and the foundation in your relationship.
And if God forbid, anything happens like that, whether somebody cheats on somebody or whatever, yo, that's it. You clip it, you're done, like, and you move on. It's going to be terrible to have to deal with and stuff. And, like, it's going to take some time for the heart to heal. But it's life, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I always say that. I don't think I'd ever be able to forgive someone and go back if they cheat. Listen, there's people that do, and there's sometimes, I guess, that it works out, but he's shaking his head. Just focus on you. The overthinking is just not worth it. It just makes it so negative for no reason, and just enjoy the moment that you are in the present with the person, and just try not to harp on the past. It just makes you worry for, like, literally no reason. Next short question before we go into the longer DMs. Is it okay to have other guy friends in a relationship or the boy to have other girlfriends in the relationship? Yes.
If you know they've done stuff already, probably not.
Well, right. Like, if it's like truly platonic, which I would say, like, your girlfriends are more like big sisters.
Like sisters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not even like friends at that point. Like, it's just family that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they happen to be females and stuff, but, like, hold it down like a sister would. You get what I'm saying? Not like a friend that's waiting to, like, shoot their shot when, like, the current relationship you're in right now goes south.
Right.
You know? So, like,
it's all, like, their intentions.
Understand exactly, like, how the situation really is and stuff, because, like, yeah, that's tough. You know what I'm saying? But, like, unless, like, that's already established and, like, they can truly say nothing has happened or what, I don't know. That's a tough situation, but at least in ours, it's, like, all my female best friends are like a sister.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not even like that. Like, I wouldn't even begin to think like that.
No. I mean, also, a lot of them have boyfriends, and so it's more of just, like,
facts. And, like, honestly, like I said, I'm not opposed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you got Kai as a best friend, but, like, obviously.
Doesn't really count.
But, like, I mean, yeah, but still, but, like, but that's not everyone's scenario.
Right.
You know? So, like I said, like, I definitely think it's okay to have the opposite, you know what I'm saying, gender friends. And, like,
personally, friends, like, I get, well, okay, so here's the thing. In my last relationship, it was an issue that I was friends with Justin, but clearly we saw how that ended up, and maybe, you know, he was on something, because obviously here we are together. But I, growing up, was just, I'm not a girl's girl. I know everyone hates when people say that, but, like, I love, like, I have so many friends that I have of, like, girls, and, like, I love them, but, like, I can't do the drama and the, like, stuff like that. So growing up, I was more friends with the guys, played football at recess, like, hung out with my whole, like, neighborhood were all guys, and that's who I really, like, hung out with. Like, I had my group of girlfriends as well, but I just get along with guys easy. So I feel like that is just also something to kind of understand and take into, that, like, if people really have a guy or a girl best friend that they've been best friends with forever, as long as, like, the intentions are truly to be best friends and it really is more of, like, a brother-sister kind of situation, then, like, there's no problem with it.
At all.
Obviously, if one person has some sort of hidden feelings, it gets messy, and that's not a good thing, and that shouldn't be the case, because that's just going to, yeah, it's just going to make it messy, but That is our take on that. Okay, so longer DM ones. I am exhausted, so we're almost there. I feel like I'm rambling now. How to manage the fact that there's chances that you're going to break up because not everyone is going to marry their high school sweetheart, even though you have a super healthy relationship and you both are super mature people that make sure to balance your life.
That's tough. I'm going to have to read that again because, like...
It's like, obviously, you don't want to dwell on the breakup.
Chances that you're going to break up because not everyone is going to marry.
I would say live in the moment. You obviously have no idea what's going to happen, and...
Exactly.
Especially if it's, like, your first boyfriend or your first girlfriend. What are the odds that you guys are actually going to get married? Like, it's slim. Not everyone does marry their high school sweetheart.
But there's chances that you do.
Right. So if you sit here dwelling on one way or the other...
It's more likely going to go that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay. Like, I might not marry. So, like, you're almost going to, like, subconsciously, like, start to think about, like, not distancing yourself, but, like, allowing things that you probably wouldn't have if, like, you're... mind was completely set on marrying that person, you know, like,
right.
I don't know, it's like a tricky situation that the mind can really play on you if you just start thinking about it in a different way than you were already thinking of. But
personally, I'm the type of like relationship to marry type of person. Like if I'm going to the point where I'm literally dating someone, obviously the end goal is marriage. It obviously doesn't happen every time, but you're not going to be in a relationship.
Especially as you get older. Once when you're in high school, man, you have fun. You're in a relationship for 3 months, so be it. You know, you're in a relationship for a year and a half, so be it. You know, but you can't think about the what ifs. You can only live in the moment and just hope for whatever it is. And if you guys are in a super healthy relationship and things don't happen to work out, hopefully you guys can be cordial. You guys can wish nothing but the best for the other person and unfortunately have to, you know what I'm saying? Move in two different ways. But, like, if it comes down to that. So, I don't know. That's just, like, I would never think about that.
Right. Next one is a longer one. I got dumped after 5 years on Halloween. 5 years. Wow. On Halloween, too? What the heck?
Spooky. Spooky vibes.
I guess.
Spooky fucking vibes.
He told me that he fell out of love and just wasn't happy for months, but never told me that he was feeling that way. I was completely blindsided and don't know where to go from here. I haven't eaten or been able to sleep in weeks, and it still hurts and stresses me out the same. We still snap every now and then, but it just isn't the same. We are on the same sports team and go to the same college, so seeing him is inevitable. He is already talking to other girls and out partying, and I haven't even thought of another man in years. I don't know what to do. I just want him back. How can I get him back or even make him miss me? Stop focusing on him. Stop focusing on him. Who cares if you want him back? He clearly was not in that moment choosing you. So why would you want someone that's not choosing you? Focus on yourself. Have fun. Most likely, when he sees you out having fun, he is going to miss you. But you should not just give in to him, because if it was that easy for him to just fall out of love and call it quits after 5 years especially, like, then I don't know. I feel like that's almost a scary thought to get back into it. Because it's like that could happen at any moment again.
Right, and then waste another 5 years, and it's like, well, I'm in the same predicament. I wish I would have just listened to myself the first time around. So like you said, you have to...
I feel like getting back with an ex is always a very sticky situation. I feel like it happens way too often, and it does not end well.
Because you're a victim most of it. That's, the time.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, like... But coming from my experience, like, don't. Like, literally don't. If it happened once...
If you guys... Okay, it's different when, like, you need time apart to, like, really find yourself, because, like, you know, like... I've seen people, like, be in a relationship for some years, like, distance themselves, break up, and, like, just give each other time and come back and then be super healthy again and, like, and keep it pushing. But on the other end, it's like, yes, you need to understand why you broke up, and if those reasons were, like, super, like, unhealthy and, like, just, like, hit you in the heart or just, like, fucked with your mind, like, chances are you should not get back into something that was toxic. Like,
yeah,
it's as simple as that, guys. Like,
I know it's extremely hard to go through, and the easy answer would be like getting back with him because it's comfortable and it's what you know and that's just what you're used to.
I'm telling you right now, start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable in situations. Once you feel like, I don't know, you learn from everything. Everything's a life lesson at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not, like, there's no losses. Like, there's only, like, either wins or you're learning, you know? So, like, stop looking at things like a loss, because, like...
And I always say, like, if you're looking at the situation, he lost someone that you were willing to do so much for him. You wanted to stay with him. You wanted to make it work. Right. You lost someone who literally just fell out of love and gave up on you and like, called it quits.
And now you get to give that to somebody else, and he needs to hope somebody else would do that for him.
Right. So, like, you really didn't lose anything. You're gaining yourself, and you're now prioritizing yourself and living life for you, and just stop focusing on him. Focus on you.
Hold it down.
I had
so
much fun.
Hold it down.
And was just so happy being single.
Yeah, until I came around, I was like, psych.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Oh. But, like, I really did have so much fun. Just, like, I did not have to worry about anyone else but myself.
And Cloud.
And Cloud, yeah.
I was chilling a little bit, too. I was single.
It's just, yeah, it's fun. Go do things that you haven't done in a while. Like, find your hobbies, find yourself again, and just hang out with friends, say yes to things you normally wouldn't. And after, obviously, you take plenty of time for yourself. Put yourself back out there. Experience whatever you want to experience. Like, I've never went through, like, the dating stage. So when I was single, my family was very, like, on me about it. They're like, yeah, get on the dating apps, go do this, like, go experience that, because my sister, like, had a phase of her dating and it was, like, so much fun for her. And I was like, it's just, like, not for me. But, like, had fun doing it, had that experience, we're done with it. But it was fun being single and, like, doing things that I never got to do. So don't take it as a loss and keep moving forward.
Well, don't dwell over losses. Do not.
And 50 minutes later, we are on the last question. So, I know. Over the past couple months, I've no longer felt sexually attracted to my partner. I love him dearly, but I no longer want to have sex or feel turned on by him. We've been together for a year and a half. Help. I don't know what this means or how to get past it.
Oh, my God. Dead ass.
Yeah, I figured it was a juicy one. We had to end it on a juicy one.
All right, hold on, Shadi. I'm really trying to answer this properly.
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like, especially when you're in a relationship for a while, not that, like, the attraction of someone, but, like, certain things go in waves.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. No. Hold on. I've witnessed it, or I've, like, in my own situation, I have, like, if you are not sexually attracted to that person, I am so sorry to tell you this. Like, get out of that relationship.
It depends, like, how long it's been.
It's just, no.
It was a couple months, though.
Listen, even if it matters if it's a week, I'm not saying that's, like, one thing, but, like, if you're not that attraction to a person, if you don't see them and, like, want to just rip their clothes off almost all the time, even if whether it happens or not, but, like, at least you're thinking about it, it's just, like, I feel like, and not that it's such a big part of a relationship, because, like, it's not, that's what not what it's all about, but, like, come on, you mean to tell me that, like, it's, like, I don't know, like, that touch of somebody, like, want to kiss somebody, want to, like, have that with somebody, like, it's just so, like, amazing. Like,
yeah, I guess it would depend more on, like,
how you have a kid. How do you have a kid if you're not sexually attracted to them? You're just gonna, like, and, like, not enjoy it and then just, like, pop out a kid. Like, that sucks. Like, I don't know. That needs to be, like, physical touch for me is, like, through the roof.
Okay, so, but, like, I guess physical touch is in two different categories. Because if you're still affectionate in other ways and it's just sex, like, that definitely comes in waves. There's days where that's the last thing I want to do. I'm so tired. I have other things that need to be done. It's like, I'm still so attracted to you, but, like, I just don't want that to happen.
But even if I, but okay, but if I told you, like, hey, can we please, you know what I'm saying, like, do it, like, you'd be like, yes. Like, you wouldn't, like, it, depending on, like, if you had a long day.
No, there's certain moods, right? Like, there's times where it's really not. And that's what I was saying. Like, it does come in waves and there's times where you don't. But I would say the physical attraction of someone and, like, that love and that desire, I feel like is almost, like,
listen, I guess, okay, hold on. Evaluate the situation, right? So you need to honestly consider how long it's been. And if it's been longer than, I'd probably say, like, 2 months, then, like, that's a problem. So, like, either be open about it and talk to that person to see what you guys can do to, like, spark.
I was going to say, honestly, like, for some people, their sex is just boring and they want to introduce something else, or they do, and it works for some people.
But that's what I'm saying. No, honestly, and, like, listen, like, there's just so many fun things you can do while having sex. There really is. A new position, a new
I really hope my grandma's accessory. Not listening to this.
I mean, listen, this isn't really pertaining to us, but, like, yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, trying to help Shawty out. But, like, I don't know. Assess the situation. See how long it's been. See if you can introduce anything new. See if you can talk about it. See if you can do anything on your own to kind of, like, want to spark that again and just, you know, try it out. And if you still feel like even doing certain things to try to hope for a better result and it's still not there, then, like, yo, I'm sorry to break it to you, but, like,
there's probably something
just,
else.
Yeah. Exactly. That's preventing that. You know, so, like, you just have to really evaluate the whole situation and hope it's not just because, like, you're not know what I'm saying? Like, like really feeling it like that. I don't know. Like, that's just like, that's a tough.
It is tough.
I've never like, well, no, actually not. Well, I've definitely, I understand what you're saying. Cause like, you know, like once the sex is trash, it's like, damn, why the fuck am I even with you?
Like, it's not at all even like top most important things, but it's just one of those things. It's almost like a sign.
Exactly. It's a sign. It's a part of a relationship.
No, for sure. But it's like, once that starts to happen, it's like,
what's going wrong?
Right.
What's not happening the same way? Because I was clearly attracted to you, not only for, you know what I'm saying? Like, wanting to spend time with you and like just kiss you and stuff, but like, want to go home every night and just get dogged.
On that note,
we hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Honestly, it was definitely a lot of fun.
It was fun.
As it got like rolling. So like, I'd be willing to do this a lot more.
If all questions were like the last one?
Well, I mean, yes, it would just make things more juicy, I guess. But like,
So I guess let us know if you want another juicy relationship podcast in a little bit.
Facts. Freaky questions all day. Like, I'll answer every single freaky question.
You'll have to be explicit.
Right.
Some PG-13 content.
I just really hope you're not listening all the way through. But if you are, hey, just, you know, we send you up to be successful later on in life. So.
And with that being said, that is the end because I'm so exhausted and I just want to watch a movie and go to sleep. Yeah, so honestly, that's what we're going to do.
Facts. Hope you guys enjoyed it because I definitely did. It was great talking to you guys and stuff. Hope you guys all were able to take this and be able to apply it to your life, you know, and like kind of just how we apply certain things in ours and stuff like that, and be able to give you guys some advice on what we feel. You know, everyone has a different perspective on things, so you don't really take it to like...
Right, everything is like, so situational. We obviously only like, know one little question of your relationship. We don't know all the details and like...
You know, but like I said, just give me like your best opinion on like... Or giving our best opinion on what we feel, what we personally would do. So that's really
outsider.
It. You get what I'm saying? So like I said, you guys keep doing you. Stay healthy. And
have a happy holidays, even though this is
happy holidays.
Well, no, because this will be up before Thanksgiving. So yeah, I hope you guys have a great week.
Facts. Spending time
with some family,
thanks,
eating good food.
Give thanks to the people around you and cut out all bad energy. And
yeah. No negative November. I just made that up. Thank you.
That wasn't bad. And then dick December.
Okay. And thanks for listening to this week's episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. Bye.